I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. In Deuteronomy 5:11-15, we find the third and fourth commandments that the Lord gave to Moses on the holy mountain. Commandments meant for the people of Israel to set them apart as the people of God, a holy nation, a light to the world. The third commandment is, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain." The word vain denotes uselessness or falsehood. It is the opposite of how Jesus teaches us in Matthew 6. He teaches us to not babble like the pagans, to not use worthless words. Instead, Jesus says to pray this way: "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." His name is to be venerated, loved, respected, spoken with reverence. Jesus was teaching us how to keep the third commandment in this prayer. In Romans 1:21, Paul wrote, "For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations and their foolish heart was darkened." We honor God's name by honoring him as God. We honor him by recognizing and acknowledging that he is God alone, the one who deserves all our praise and worship and thanks. The fourth commandment is something that the Jews stumbled over a lot. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. This Sabbath day commandment was first introduced to the Israelites in the wilderness. When the Lord began to send manna from the heavens to feed his people, he told them to gather it morning and evening for each day, except on the sixth day. They were to gather enough for 2 days. The seventh day was set apart as a holy day to the Lord. In Exodus 16:29, he tells them, "See, the Lord has given you a Sabbath." It was a gift, a day to rest, a day to trust in his provision. Through the years, the Jews struggled to keep the Sabbath. The prophet Jeremiah warned the people of Israel, "Take heed, do not carry any load on the Sabbath day or bring anything in through the gates of Jerusalem." But they would not listen. It's like God was saying, "Won't you at least keep this one commandment?" But they wouldn't even do that. When we get to the New Testament, we find a whole different problem with the Sabbath day commandment. The Jewish leaders condemned anyone who did anything on the Sabbath. They went overboard the opposite way as their ancestors. They wanted to control it and everyone else. Jesus told them that the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. He taught them that it was not unlawful to do good on the Sabbath, that in fact, the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath. The writer of Hebrews explains that there is still a Sabbath rest for the people of God, that it lies ahead. It is the rest that we find in Jesus Christ alone. For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works, as God did from his. Hebrews 4:9-10. Father in heaven, we are thankful for your word, which is truth. Thank you for the Sabbath rest that we find in Christ Jesus our Lord. We do want to hallow your name and honor you as the only true God, our Creator, our Sustainer, our Savior, and our King. We want no other gods. We want no other name. We desire to enter your rest in the name of Jesus, who came to fulfill the law and to make us your own people. It is in his holy name that we pray. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or at our website, zaccma.org.